Our special guests this morning are Aaron Sala, Quinn Kelsey, and Pene Patti, here to talk about ANA Honolulu Music Week, which takes place from November 15th through the 17th. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Now, whose brainchild was this? I mean, this is something the like of which we haven't seen before in the islands. How did it come about?
Right. So ANA, All Nippon Airways, started a brand new direct flight from Tokyo on an airplane they actually called the Honu. It's a 526-passenger airplane. And ANA has already established themselves as an airline that supports the arts. They have quite a few sponsorships for artists and musicians and cultural practitioners. And so in celebration of this new itinerary, they decided that this year they wanted to do an inaugural event. So the ANA Honolulu Music Week hopefully is going to become an annual event here in Hawaii, celebrating music, culture, and the arts. So it's their brainchild. They brought together two cultural curators, Akira Senju, who is a very famous composer in Japan, with Shunichi Tokura, also a quite well-known composer in Japan. And these two gentlemen came together with ANA and designed the concept for this ANA Honolulu Music Week.
And it will bring together both classical and popular performers.
Right. So we have several popular performers coming in. Ryoko Moriyama from Tokyo. She's a folk diva. Kiyotaka Sugiyama, who has quite well-known pop artist, who has strong ties to our local community. He's performed with groups like Kalapana. He's joining Kalapana on stage over the course of the weekend. But we also have some incredible classical musicians coming in. Ryu Goto is a violinist and violin prodigy. He's giving a recital over the course of the weekend. And of course, I'm very excited personally about what we are calling Leo Pacifica, the voices from the Pacific, bringing together four incredible voices, Pacific Islander voices who have made classical music their lives.
Mm-hmm. And the opening event will be at the Blaisdell Concert Hall.
Yes, opening event on Friday the 15th at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. We have a series of 14 events, both ticketed and free, over the course of the weekend. And you can get information for that at hnlmusicweek.org.
Well, opening night at the Blaisdell Concert Hall this Friday, we couldn't ask for a more stellar lineup. And first and foremost, Quinn Kelsey, one of the leading baritones in the country today. Quinn, you're now established as one of the Metropolitan's major stars, yet you always find time to come back here where it all began.
Yes, sir, whenever possible.
And your sister, a very fine singer, will be here as well.
She will. We had a cast change, and so they asked Blythe if she would be a part of it, and so I'm just... You know, I never get the opportunity to perform with her on something like this, so really looking forward to that.
Okay, I'm going to play a selection from Rigoletto featuring Quinn Kelsey to let our listeners know what's in store for them this Friday. This is an aria from Rigoletto, Cortigiani, Vil Razza, Donata.
Piango, Marullo, Signore, tu che l'alma tendi come il cuore, dimmi tu dove l'anima nascosta, Marullo. Signore, dimmi tu dove l'hanno nascosta, e là non è vero, e là non è vero, e là non è vero. Tutto ti signori,
Bravo. Indeed, one of the great voices of the day, baritone Quinn Kelsey, who will be appearing this Friday at the Blaisdell Concert Hall, opening night of ANA's Honolulu Music Week, which includes an all-star lineup, which will also include Blythe Kelsey and tenor Penny Patti, former member of O Solo Mio. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning.
You just recently made your debut at Hawaii Opera Theater in Verdi's La Traviata.
Yes, indeed.
And how did that go?
Well, it was exciting, actually. It's you know, it's always good to, being from the Pacific myself, I'm getting an opportunity to sing amongst the Pacific people here in Hawaii was a huge step for me. And it's always nice singing. I feel like it's an adopted home for myself. So it was nice coming here, feeling like I'm one of the locals.
You've been halfway around the world. You just made your debut at the Bolshoi,
yes,
in Moscow.
Singing La Traviata, and I straight from there to here. So it was kind of nice being the only brown face on that stage again.
So your career is going somewhere.
Hopefully somewhere.
We're speaking with Penny Patti, Quinn Kelsey, and Aaron Sala, director of Honolulu's Music Week. And Aaron, assuming this week's festival is a success and no reason to presume it won't be, what does this portend for the future?
ANA has already made a long-term commitment to celebrating culture and the arts, and one of the curators of the event is looking at the Edinburgh International Festival as a model for what we might aspire to here. And so definitely continuing to support classical music, especially, you know, As Penny and Quinn are talking about Pacific Islanders, especially in classical music, we don't see enough of here. And so celebrating that, obviously, is really near and dear to my heart. But also bringing together musicians and artists from all over, international renown, to Hawaii's shores to share in incredible cultural practicing. We're really excited about that.
So this is the first ANA Honolulu Music Week. It takes place from November 15th to the 17th. Hopefully the beginning of a long tradition here.
Absolutely.
In the islands. And could you give us some ticket information?
Yes. So all the ticket information, the schedule for the entire weekend, over 14, again, concerts free and ticketed over the course of the weekend. All that information can be found at hnlmusicweek.org.
Aaron Sala, Quinn Kelsey, Penny Patti, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.